This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Republicans Wednesday blocked the Senate from starting debate on the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which includes provisions for Native voting rights. Native voting rights advocates and tribal leaders were hopeful this week after Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski added her support for a bipartisan version. She was the only Republican to vote to advance the bill. During a hearing on voting last week in the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, which Murkowski vice chairs, she expressed her commitment to Native voting rights.
When we think about the right to vote, it is clear this is a freedom. This is one that is critical and important to American democracy. And the right to vote, we know, has evolved tremendously over time, including with respect to the voting rights of our first peoples. American Indians, Alaska Natives, Native Hawaiians deserve an equal opportunity to participate in our American electoral system and political process, period. Just there has to be that equal opportunity.
Native people face obstacles in the electoral process when it comes to registering to vote, casting votes, having votes counted, and a number of other issues. The voting rights legislation includes provisions to address the unique barriers which disenfranchise Native voters. Tribal leaders and Native vote advocates are calling on Congress and the federal government for protections so Native voters have equal access to voting resources. Democratic senators are denouncing Republicans for blocking the voting rights bill. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma is now offering Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines to children ages 5 to 11. The tribe received its first shipments of pediatric vaccines this week with about 1,200 doses. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says getting Cherokee children vaccinated will better protect families and tribal communities from spreading the virus. Cherokee Nation Health Services Director Dr. R. Stephen Jones says the pediatric vaccine is another step towards full protection against the virus. The Pfizer vaccine received federal approval this week for emergency use in children 5 to 11. The dose schedule for pediatric use is 2 doses, with the second dose given 3 weeks after the first. Currently, a booster dose for children is not recommended. Since December, the Cherokee Nation has administered more than 85,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses. National Congress of American Indians President Fawn Sharp received diplomatic recognition from the U.S. at the U.N. Climate Summit this week. The U.S. Department of State announced Sharp fully credentialed as a delegate. According to NCAI, she is the first U.S. tribal leader elected by tribal citizens to receive the diplomatic recognition from the U.S. In a statement, Sharp said she accepts the honor and does so with optimism, pointing to contributions by Native Americans and Indigenous people globally to fight climate change. Sharp's attending the summit underway in Glasgow, where she's leading an Indigenous delegation. A group of U.S. lawmakers is urging President Biden to rescind medals of honor given to soldiers involved in the Wounded Knee massacre. A letter sent to President Biden from more than a dozen lawmakers urges him to use his executive authority to revoke the medals. The lawmakers wrote, "It's been more than 130 years since the Wounded Knee massacre, when U.S. soldiers slaughtered hundreds of men, women, and children on the Pine Ridge Reservation." They're calling for the revocation of 20 medals, saying it's past time to remove the stain in history. Legislation is also in Congress seeking to revoke the medals. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.